See, he knew his father was blessed, and he needed to be able to move from Abraham's cursings into Abraham's blessings. If you had time, sometime you'll read that Abraham had all kind of wells that had been covered up with dirt. He said, Daddy left me a blessing somewhere. Look at somebody, tell him I got a blessing somewhere. Tell him eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for me. I got me a blessing. Yes, I do.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Come on, church, make some noise in this place.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Building and my soul and God.
Gracious to God Almighty, another day's journey. I'm glad about it. We should be glad about it, because every day speaks for itself. And when we can go on this journey and pass the test of the journey, then we can rejoice and be exceedingly glad, knowing that great is our reward from heaven. I thank God today, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our reminder and keeper. And I'm just gracious to this church, to all the ministers, missionaries, bishops, everybody that make up the household of faith. I thank God for you today.
Thank you,
to every department head. And we must know that we're somebody special with God. When God renews your faith in Him, you was a peculiar people. You need to keep that in mind, because a lot of times people hunt faults and hunt things to do to tear the church down. We got to find things to do to build the church up. That's our job to do. If you want to find faults, don't mean no harm to you. You can do it just past every one of the bathrooms in the church, got mirrors in it. Just take a moment, go look in the mirror, and you'll see some faults. You ain't gonna look at nobody else. It's best to always look in your mirror first. I think in the book of James, if I'm correctly, he said, a man looketh in the mirror, then when he turn around, he forget what he looked like. That shouldn't be so. You should know. You don't need people telling you who you are. You already ought to already know who you are. You ought to know who you represent. You ought to know who you're walking with. When Adam was in the garden, God put him in a perfect utopia, a perfect place, the first church on earth. When he put him in a church, everything went good. I don't know how long it was. I don't have the number of years that it was when he put Adam in the church. Adam stayed in the church until, what did he say, that woman you gave me? She made me mess up. Then we had to suffer some penalties for our negligence, for obeying, not obeying what thus said the Lord. So we suffered many things, but we suffered because of our negligence. Not because God. Because God, all through the Bible, Old and New Testament, he said, if you repent, I forget about your sin. Sometimes it makes me wonder. I scratch my head many times when I see how the government, how churches live these days. It's amazing to me. It's like me telling you the house on fire and you go get in the bed. How do you think God feels sometimes when we say we Christians and we do everything we want to do, but we ain't worried about what God wants us to do? I just want to bring you into where we need to be as a church. Church is God's priority. The church is where we come to fellowship and be happy one with another. The church is where we come and give God and pray and lift one another up. The church is where we come and be healed from all our infirmities. We come here to love one another. I think Christ said, all men will know that you are my disciples when you have love one for another. I know everybody don't love me, but hear me though. I love everybody, don't. I love everybody.
Thank you.
All of them. Don't care where you come from, where you're going, I still love you. Because if I didn't love you, then I'm out of order with God. Because God said, and I got the pattern after him, he so loved the world. Now, he didn't say the church. He said he so loved the world that he gave his own life for us. Wasn't even saying nobody was saved. But he gave up his life, a perfect life, just to bring us back to the Father so we have joy and peace and love in him. This being February, and I thank God for all of you. And you know what? I get sometimes choked up and nervous because I feel the spirit of the church. And I feel the spirit of the church, and there are many instances where when I get up to say something about black people, we get offended. But I want to say about black folks in the Bible, I ain't worried about what the DCs and MCs and all that say. I'm talking about what Jesus say, what God say, what Jehovah say, who we are, where we are, and our purpose here on this earth. That makes me feel better. Because I can't win no battle in this secular society. Anything I say in this secular society, they're going to try to gut me. Because I don't know enough about the secular society and about government to go up and speak on that. But I know right here, I'm at home here. I'm like Brother Rabbit here. Brother Rabbit say, oh, don't throw me them bushes there. Don't you throw me them bushes, or that's it for me. I'm going to be dead. He psyched him out. Throw him in the bushes. He's at home free. My God, my Lord. Today we're going to, in the New Testament, one of our teachings, we're going to teach you, we're going to run today, but I want you to take the whole thing and keep this in mind, what the Lord is trying to get us to see and understand. First of all, black history is not just for black people, it's for everybody. Everybody needs to know whence you come, where you come, and where you're going. Black history has been set apart as a standard in the world today that we could celebrate the shortest month in the year for a little while. Don't linger too long on it, though. Don't linger too long. Don't say too much about yourself because you're boasting. But I've been talking about European Americans all my life, ain't nobody told me nothing. But when I talked about the Shemites and the Hamites, I got in trouble. God help me. You don't have to say amen. We're going to read and run through this. I want you to catch on. I'm not going to skip all over the Bible this morning. I'm going to stay in one place. I want you to catch on with this. If you don't get nothing else, I want you to catch on this. On Wednesday night, I gave you a paper readout sheet, and it got the names and all them names and stuff that's in the Bible to let you identify who you was with those names, and I define the names, who they are, where they come from, and what their association is with God, and what their duties and everything. But here, I want to bring this up from Genesis 2. You know, we had four rivers coming out of Africa, four rivers coming into one out of one head into four different parts. And all those people there coming out to Eden was African nation, every one of them. And they all, the rivers supported everything. They had seaports and everything that they need. All things that they needed, they had leverage to it. And they did what God said. As long as they did what God said, everything was sweet. When disobedience came, we got in trouble. So today we're going to just run through this from Acts 8 chapter. Y'all know it better than I do, but I just like to talk about it. I love to talk about it. New Testament. New Testament. 8 chapter of Acts. Starting with the 26th verse. You don't have to stand because we're going to walk through it. We're going to walk through the whole thing. We're going to walk through it this morning. I want y'all to know this. I want you to be happy when you see it and say, well, you know what? He was reading that out the Bible. He ain't got no translation up there. He reading this from the Bible. The 8th chapter of Acts, starting with the 26th verse. And look how it start off. Now watch this. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, the 26th verse, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goes down to what? Jerusalem, unto Gaza, which is in the desert. The Holy Spirit talked to Philip, told Philip, go south. Go towards the south. Go down to Jerusalem. When you go to Jerusalem, be obedient to the Spirit of God. Yes. A lot of times God sends us places, we go where we want to go. And then we want a blessing that don't ever come. Because we went where we wanted to go instead of going where the Lord told us to go. The Gaza, anybody ever heard about the Gaza Strip? It was forbidden at one time that you couldn't get on the Gaza Strip. It was forbidden to have any movement over there. And then on Mount Everest, it's still locked in. That's where Noah's Ark is. Today, y'all, come on, I'm talking about history. Noah's Ark on Mount Everest. And it's a no-fly zone. They don't even let them mountain climbers climb up there. And Lionel, you need to know how you know that. I read it every day and see it on TV on Discovery Channel, go in the history book and find it. Because I want to make sure I know what I'm saying. No-fly zone now. Look it up. Why? Because if you go there and see Noah's Ark, you're going to start believing God is real. And that God, everything he say, he do what he say. And that's going to hurt the whole concept of what we've been taught all our life. So he said, go to the south, to the desert plain. And then Philip didn't, he wasn't hard-headed. And he arose and went. Watch this. Can I come down to y'all level? Sometimes we're too high, God wants to come down. And say, he rose and went. And behold, a man of what? Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the kindest queen of what? Ethiopia, who had charge of all her treasures and had come to Jerusalem to worship. Jerusalem is the headquarters of God's body, the church of Christ Jesus. Not, I'm talking about all churches, Baptist, Protestant, whatever it is. Jerusalem is the headquarters at this particular time, headquarters. I know we try to change it up and all that nowadays because we want to have something to brag on for ourselves. You don't need to brag. Just brag on Jesus. You don't need to be seen. Just talk about Jesus. You don't need to be heard. If just stand in the corner somewhere and hide out and hear what the Lord say. And when you hear what he say, just get up and go do it. And watch your blessing come. That's what God wants us to do today. So he said here, he arose. Now watch this. This wasn't no any kind of man. He was old. The queen, all the queen stuff, she's the queen of Ethiopia. She run that country. Uh-oh, Smith, you ought to shut up. You ain't nothing but mess. Well, can I back up a little bit? Before sin came in the garden, now you men's going to dislike me now. I don't care though. Before sin came on earth, man and woman was the same. They was equal. You better study. You better study so you won't be ignorant when you go in public. Study the word of God. That's the true, only true word on earth. They was equal. The queens run countries. just like Cain's did. They had the same authority, same power. But what sin did, it made the woman, read your Bible, read in Genesis, the woman had to submit herself to the man now because of sin. Lord, help me, Jesus. And women, y'all obey your husband as unto the Lord. Y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me pretty good? This man wasn't no dummy. You know, like on TV all the time when they show a slave, they show him crawling or show him being ignorant and all that. These are intelligent people, very intelligent people. He was over everything. He could read, write, spell. He had a degree, all that. He had all that because he was over the queen, everything, just like Joseph was in Egypt. He was the second highest man in all the land in the land of Egypt because God was with him. God educated. Moses was well educated in Egyptian law. Yes. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Moses was a black brother. Amen. He married a black girl. Yeah, right. They got all messed up, mixed up, and started acting crazy. And even his two sisters and brothers. Moses, what you marry her for? You ain't supposed to marry her. And it wasn't white-black thing. It was a race thing. It was a race thing, not white and black. That's ignorant. That I don't, whoever come up with that white black stuff, they ignorant till this very day. You cause a lot of trouble on this earth for coming up with white black stuff. It ain't had nothing to do with no white black. It had to do with race, creeds, and color. The Shemites were supposed to marry Shemites. When Japhet went into the Caucasian mountain, he went in the mountain, dwelled in the mountain the most of all his life. And he wasn't no white man. He's a black man. He was Noah boy. Three boys. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Three of them. Noah was through with children, so he couldn't have no more. Well, I ain't going to say he couldn't have, but he didn't have. So Shem and Ham stayed in the desert until they died. Until they died. So what are you saying? What are you saying, preacher? I want you to be clear. I want it clear. And they say they went into Jerusalem to worship. That's what we're supposed to come to church to do what? Worship. Worship the Lord with everything within us. Know that who brought me to where I am now. We need to keep that in mind. Let us run on. Let us run. And say he was returning and sitting, this Ethiopian man was turning and sitting on his chair to read Esaias, the prophet, Isaiah. 53, that's where he was, verse 7. He's reading it. But listen to what the word says. I want to stay with the word. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Go get over there. He don't understand. He read good, he well educated, but he don't understand. Watch this. You can read and have all kind of doctor's degree, but see this word right here? It's a different, y'all. It's a different, you get revelation knowledge when you feel with God power and God spirit, God Holy Ghost. You get power and revelation knowledge from these words and it comes into a low estate where the least among us can get what the greatest of us have. Did you know that? God has no respect of person. We've been running around all our days talking about this is up here, this is down here. No, we're all the same. We're all the same. But we listen at knuckleheads and we belittle our own self through silliness. Folks telling you who you are, God told you who you were. Let us make man, watch this, in our likeness, our image. Is that biblical? We look just like God. God said we look like him. He made us to look just like him. Now, why you let some knucklehead come up to you and tell you who you are and how you look? It's unscripture. Let's run, because I see gritting up teeth. Go up there to the chair and see. I want you to go over there and you need a little. And Philip ran down hither to him and heard him read. The prophet Isaiah said, understandest thou what thou read? He said, no, somebody got to show me. I don't understand. I'm reading good. I know how to read. I'm educated enough. But I don't understand what they're saying. Why should let's stay here. Stay here. And he said, watch this. And he said, how can I accept some man's show? I mean, should God who? Me. I got to be led to that. I'm trying to teach you today what the word says so you'll understand it. So we're going verse by verse, line on line, precept by precept. So you'll say and won't ever say this, that he's just up there talking. He don't know what he's saying. You're looking at the same thing I'm looking at now, and we're coming to this bend in the road. Well, you're going to have to understand it. I'm not adding to it nor taking away. I'm giving you just what the word says. How can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that, watch this, he will come up and sit with him. I don't understand, but you come up and show me. We got too much pride now in the church. If I don't know something, is we got too much pride in the church, say, could you help me? I don't really understand what's going on. Would you mind helping me? No, my pride. I know more than you. You can't tell me nothing. Throw away that pride.
Yes, sir.
You about to fall. When pride comes, you're almost over the cliff. You're going to fall, and people are going to laugh at you, talk about you. Throw pride down. Stretch forth your hand. Meet everybody with a smile, with a hug, with a greet. Salute your brother along the way. Except you go on a missionary journey that God sent you on, don't stop saluting nobody. So he said, he desired that Philip come up with him, sit with him. And the place in the scripture was from Isaiah 53, verse 7. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not what? His mouth. Watch this. They're talking about Jesus. That's what he wanted to understand. Who are you talking about? Who is he talking about? That was Jesus led like that. He was led by God, not no man. Men tried to lead him, but Jesus ignored them. When you know the word and you're in the word, walking in the word, love the word, you don't listen to all this chin music you hear out here. Stay in the word. The word gonna cover you and get you where you need to go. Just looking at this morning, just checking a few notes out. I looked at Enos. Enos, a prophet, a priest, the only perfect human being that ever walked the face of this earth. And God caught him up, took him with him. God took him with him. What did we do to the Bible? We took Enos, First and Second Maccabees, and some other books too. Out the Bible. Why we did that? Because I didn't want y'all to catch on, because Enos say some things, listen, that'll stagger your imagination. Enos say some things that from the beginning talked about Adam. Enos say some things about the coming of Christ. But we ain't want you to know that much. He say some things before Moses ever wrote a book. So he ever picked a pencil up. Enos had already wrote the first law. He's the first lawgiver on earth. Enos was this black Ethiopian man, first lawgiver. And we've been running around here all our life acting like we secondary people. That's because they didn't want you to know nothing. They didn't want you to know who you was, because if you know who you are, Lord have mercy, you'll take over. You're a threat now. God help me. You're a threat now. They're changing the rules every day. Because you're a threat. You don't wisen up. When they come to all the whole United States of America, they brought up a word called integration. They said, let's integrate and bring everybody in. And we're all going to be at the same school. We're all going to learn a lot. We're going to be educated together. But guess what? Jesus was on the hill pitching. And when Jesus pitched, he threw everybody the same pitch. And they forgot that we are descendants of Solomon, which is the wisest man that ever will live on the face of God's earth. They forgot that. but they passed rules and regulations. Then we the classroom valedictorians from all over America done is people of color. In every school, almost in the universe now, people of color. Now they're trying to figure out, Lord, how are we going to stop them now? You can't. You can't, because God with them. God with us. And when God with you, can't nobody do you no harm. God got you. If my people, which are called by my name, should what? Humble themselves. Get on your knees sometime. Pray all time. Pray a little bit. Tell God about your problem. And he going to bring you out of it. But we got to do what he said. We got to do what he said, y'all. And he went on to say, Jesus didn't say that. Jesus went on the cross and suffered shame and agony and be disfigured, slapped, jerked the beard out of his face. He's a Nazarite. And sometimes we go around here, we don't want people to wear beard. God help us. Wear your beard. Look good. Keep it right. Look good with it. Nothing wrong with no beard. He had a beard on. Abraham had a beard. Moses had a beard. Aaron had a beard. There wasn't no clean shave. It was forbidden that we put a razor on our face. God help me, Jesus. But what we did, we couldn't get on them jobs unless we shaved. And we need to work, so we went on shave, right? That's the way Satan get us in a jam. By regulation, I had to go through the same regulation you went through. So ain't nothing new, Solomon say. But he, let us go on, let us go on. He said here, in his humiliation, that's Jesus suffering shame and agony, his judgment was taken away. He become a sinner for us. The perfect righteous God become a sinner for us. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Now watch this. Salvation was ready to come. When Christ hung on Calvary. He suffered shame. He died. But when they took him down, he already had told them now, even if you kill me, don't pick me up. Don't lift me up. Don't lift me up. People that never heard of me before, they're going to start coming to church. They're going to start getting saved. You better not lift me up. But the Roman government thought they were smart. But I heard Brother Ike say this morning, he that is in me is greater, huh, than he that's in the world. God, help us. There's no power but God's power, y'all. Sometimes we abuse or misuse the power that God allows us to have. We misuse it, make it look so bad and so wrong, but there's no power but God's power. And if we let God's power circulate through our system, we're going to be blessed every day. And then when we pray, I was thinking about the miracles and things that was formed by Elisha. How he did the miracles. People didn't understand it. How Jesus worked miracles. How Jesus spoke to people and said, when you get home, your daughter going to be made whole. Your son going to be fixed. He going to be well. We say, nah, he blaspheming. That's because you don't believe in him. You call him a blasphemer. Now, I heard these Pharisees and scribes tell Jesus this. He said, you breaking the laws of Moses. Who gave Moses the law? Jesus. See, I'm telling you, see, we got to wisen up, y'all. We got to wisen up. We got to wisen up. He the one gave Moses the law, huh? And before Moses, 4,000 years before Moses on the scene, Enos was writing laws. Good God Almighty, Jesus. They don't teach that. They took Enos out of the book. He was too perfect. Read it. Read it. Search Enos. Go look up Enos. He was perfect man. According to the Bible, on this earth. So they took that out of the Bible. The King James took it out. It's going to cause trouble. It's going to cause trouble. So they took that out of the Bible. Let's run. He was humiliated. His judgment was taken from him, and who should declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And he, the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee of, whom speaketh thou, the prophet himself or some other man? And then I said, Jesus? That's when he started breaking it down. He let him know that was Jesus. Now, church, can everybody, you all right? You comfortable? Y'all comfortable? Okay, grab hold to the pew. A eunuch was a person of the Candace that handled all the business of the queen. He had to be castrated, or his fertile organs had to be dismissed, that there be no child bearing with the servant to the queen. Because as you always say, the flesh is what? Weak. So I'm being with you every day. Sooner or later, Satan gonna plant a seed in my mind. Rose, you're so cute. And we start changing word. First thing you know, we, hallelujah. See, you need to know this. You need to know all this stuff. Because you just see units. You don't know what you might be thinking that's a T-Marla car. But you need to be taught these things so we'll understand history. We'll understand where we are, whose we are, and whence we go. Now, listen good what he's trying to tell us now. Listen to what he's trying to tell us here. He say, he answered Philip and said, I pray thee, who speak thou of the prophet of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him. Now, I must tell you, this Philip was a deacon. He's an evangelist chosen at the Church of Jerusalem, along with Stephen. And now he had been exalted by God to be an evangelist or a preacher. He wasn't a pastor, evangelist or a preacher at the church at Jerusalem. Now, what he doing preaching? You can preach, everybody here can preach. If you live right and live holy, you can preach too. What did Timothy 3 say? If you desire the office of bishop, you desire a good thing. Then these are the things you got to do in order to fulfill that job. God ain't going to hold nobody back. You so desire to do that, but you got to live it. See, a lot of people desire, but they ain't living nothing. Oh, Lord, I shouldn't say that. Thank you, Lord. So lo and behold here, he began to explain to him what's happening and what's going on. He preached to him Jesus. What did he say he preached what? Jesus to him. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. Watch this. The Bible said, if you're hungry and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled, right? This man so wanted to be like the Lord so bad. Oh, I feel it. So he said, what's going to stop you now from putting some water on me? But now I need to tell you about that. Why you put water on me? So he said, you already been saved. Why you put water that symbolized the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ? And when he get up, all power, heaven and earth, is in you. In you. Or can I say us? I hear preachers always proclaiming, it's in me. Y'all can be like me. No, we can be like each other. The Bible said we will help us one of another. Why should I try to be greater than you or just be straightforward and see you as my brother? I'm just an overseer, administrative position, but I'm still your brother. I'm still your servant. I'm still your servant. And if I can't come and sit with you in the presence of you, sit down with you, and we talk trash together, I ain't much of a pastor. Y'all didn't hear that, though. You didn't hear the preachers to break my neck by that. If I can't come in the midst of you and talk a little trash with you and be of good cheer, I ain't talking about no craziness now. I can't come and sit down in the midst of you and talk, be happy, and talk about the 46ers or whatever, 76ers, the Saints or whatever. There's something wrong with the Holy Ghost. I got y'all. Because the Bible tell me the Holy Ghost seals you until the day of redemption. Well, what I'm worried about, why I can't talk about the Dodgers when I'm filled with the Holy Ghost? And I'm waxed in the Spirit of God. Can't nothing penetrate me because God got me waxed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, right. I see a lot of church beasts, church people, zombies. Look. Time to fall a little to the left. All right, D. No, go look in the mirror. When I first start, I'll go look in the mirror at yourself. You ain't got to holler at Deke. Salvation is free. Salvation is joy. Salvation is peace. Salvation is happiness. What we up in the church for, just laying doormat to a rule. Help us, Lord. As they went on their way, they came to this certain water, and the eunuch said, here's water. What's hindering you? Why you can't baptize me here? And Philip said something. And this running parallel with Romans 10:9-10. This is what he said. And I just want to take you through it verse by verse. Verse by verse. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest be baptized. That's what he's saying. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yes, you got to confess that yourself, yes, not sir. Me. Yes, sir. You got to confess it yourself. You do it. Not the preacher. You do it. Then you'll be saved according to the Bible. Not according to me now, according to the Bible. So he went on. So Philip, if you believe, son, we can do it. And he confessed that he believed and that Christ was the Son of God. And he commanded, watch this, the chariot to stop still. Of course, now that Philip ordered, he had some servants with him. And he had a servant, and most likely this other dude had a servant too, and he stopped the chariot. Told him to stop, and he went there and baptized Philip. Baptized the Ethiopian. Watch this. Now, we criticize the Ethiopian. The TB have killed us. The TB didn't kill us almost. And we run behind a TB every day. And it's the one that gives us more trouble. Yes. Ethiopia is the where Christianity all began. Christianity began in Ethiopia. First organized city, a country, is Egypt. The first kingdom, king of the kingdom on this earth, was Nimrod. Nimrod. That's Ham's grandson. Nimrod. He and his people, they got so strong until this is what God did. God said, let us go down where Nimrod and them Canaanite people are there. Because whatever they put their mind to, they's all on the same page, one accord. They was going to do it. They was building a tower according to God's word out of his mouth all the way to heaven. But God said, we better go stop them. He didn't kill him. He didn't cuss him out. He didn't talk about him. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, see, God's smart. Yeah, very. Guess what he did? Yes, sir. He just confused the tongue. Yes, sir. When I was talking naturally, what the devil can understand, he just started saying, now speaking tongues. Satan didn't know what was going on. That's why he couldn't build. He had different languages popped up. And they couldn't understand each other. One man say, sense of mortar, he'd bring a brick. That's right. That's according to the Bible. I got that out of the Bible. Say, sense of straw, he'd bring a brick. So God had to come and confuse the language of these people so they won't physically see. If we physically, we go to heaven physically, we can build an airplane. But watch this. We'll build it, but an airplane can't go up there. It'll fall apart when it gets so high. It'll just disintegrate. It's some power out there we can't go through. That's why when Enos was caught up, Elijah was caught up, and Jesus was caught up, they broke through. Couldn't nobody stop them because the power of God covered them, kept them, strengthened them, picked them up, And they was able to shout joy. Now, I don't know where Elijah and Enos at, but I know where Jesus is. I know where Jesus is. But I don't know where Elijah and Enos at. But I know one thing, wherever they at, they're in good hands. Because the Bible said they're perfect. They're perfect. So we went on. He commanded the chariot to stop still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuchs, and he baptized him. Listen good. This black country, that's why I'm teaching it. There's everything in here. That right now, everything in here is all black. So you don't have to feel bad that you didn't play a part in the building of the church of God. You played a big part in it. This is the book of Acts, y'all. This is the book of Acts. New Testament, you had a big part to play in it. So you ought to feel good today. You know what, y'all? You can go to sit and holler like you're crazy. You know what? When the Holy Ghost came to the earth, you know it fell on me just like it did somebody else. You know, some people figure when they get the Holy Ghost, it's something that ain't nobody else had before and they done got it. And it's been here since the foundation of the earth. We just didn't walk in it, didn't know how to walk in it, but it always been here. That's why he told them, say, nah, ladies, don't touch me right now. I had not yet ascended back to my Father. He got to anoint me before you can touch me again. And when he got touched by God, his Father, then he come back and he told his boy, say, I know you don't believe me. Look at that. Look at my hand. Look at the nail prints in my hand. Look at the nail prints in my feet here. Put your hand in my side here. And they see, oh, he is. Just like he said, you know, he got the prince. He look at the scars on him. Look at his beard jacked out. He is the Savior, like he said. How he got up, though? Ain't nobody had got up before unless God worked a miracle. But he done got up. And now he telling us he'll never lay down no more and go to sleep no more. Good God Almighty, how he do that? All other boys, Abraham dead. All them boys dead. They ain't coming back till God come back. They wasn't lying, but see, God got supernatural power. Just in case we don't know, he got supernatural power. And when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught up Philip. Whoop! Caught him up. Picked him up. Could I say that? Let's stay with the word. Said, caught up Philip, that the eunuchs saw him no more. And he went out. He went on his way. What? Lord have mercy. When God do something with you, save you, sanctify you, filled with the holy power of God, oh, you ought to be proud. You ought to just walk like you somebody special. And I can verify that in 1 Peter 2:9, you are special. That's what the book say. You are somebody special. You're of the royalty of God. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. What make him act like he act? Because I'm not ashamed to own God before men. I'm not ashamed. It don't matter what you say about me. I know who I am. All that foolishness you're coming up with, that you better go talk to the Lord about it so he can clean you up. So you can properly go home when he come at you. You can go home with him. But if you're dirty, you ain't going nowhere. I can preach all I want. But if I ain't shod with the preparation of peace in my life, I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, y'all heard that? I say, me, I ain't say nothing about you now. I'm an example to the church. If I don't have it, how you going to get it? We coming down. And when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip up, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Went on his way doing what? Being happy today. If there's anyone here today, hear me good. If there's anybody in this place today, and you want to know how God worked things in your life, in anybody's life, all you have to do is give your life to him today. Submit your way to God. Tell God, say, Lord, I know I ain't all right yet. Help me, Lord, in my unbelief. Give me strength. Forgive me for my sin, for my iniquity, Lord. Please forgive me. I want to be just like you, Lord. And he said this, whosoever will, let him come.
Hallelujah.
And whoever come in my name, in Jesus' name, I want to make it clear, I'll save them. Is there one today? Is there one today? We just showed you through the scripture how God worked in us. How that when he send you to go somewhere, just go ahead, don't worry about nothing, just go. When God send you, everything will be sealed and work out perfect as he have given to you. Is there one today? Is there one? Anybody that want to come give your life to Jesus? You want to come in fellowship with the sanctuary, with the church of God, the church that God built, not New Sky Island, the church God built. As New Sky Island, the church that God built, we want to receive you today. If we the church that God built, we want you to come. While we have the opportunity to serve you. We are servants of Christ.
It's me, oh Lord, I am.
Let us not forget.
It's
we need help. We need the God to anoint, address us.
Me, oh Lord.
Sometimes you gotta get away from your friends in order to meet the Lord where you need to meet him at. They'll hold you back, but they got all kind of knowledges they want to share with you. Get away from everybody. Go in a secret room, a secret place, and start talking to God. And tell God, God, help me. I'm undone. I'm wretched. Help
my
me.
My father.
He'll do it.
Not my sister. Not my brother. Oh, but it's me. It's me. Oh.
It's me. Are you saved? You know the Lord Jesus.
I am standing. In the need of prayer.
Stand up. We thank God today. Brother Dinah, he's come. Salvation is already in his life. He said he want to come in fellowship. Join himself, not to that chair we just talked about, but join himself to Jesus. And he need to understand more about the Lord. So somewhere this year to instruct you in the ways of God. You his son. But see, we need to be instructed. I don't care how much I preach, I still need to be taught myself. I need to be trained. Some things I don't know. So other people to help me to understand and know these things. So that we are and journey us together with Jesus Christ. And we're going to welcome you and invite you in to the house of God and to the church that God built on this earth. It's God's church, not my church. I'm just a servant and an overseer. And he told me, just go tell the truth to the people. Ain't nothing special. Go servant, go tell the truth out there. I'm going to give you your honor. You don't need no honor. Don't look for me to honor you. Just go tell the truth. And he going to do what he needs to do with me. And we receive you this day with all hearts, minds, with all love, and all understanding. We thank God for you considering us to come before us this day. And we're going to ask that you go with the deacon. They put your name there. We thank God for you today. Thank you, Lord. Let me say this. We have taken in, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, whatever, on last week. And we constantly bring the word for somebody come today. God trying to give you some miracles and wonders that if we live right, according to his will, he going to send where we may have to knock these walls out, but you got to obey God. You can't get here. Don't you want to be recognized? Let Jesus be recognized. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. So lift Jesus. See, I've been lifted up enough now. I just need you to lift Jesus. You don't just lift me. Lift Jesus up and watch him act. Watch him move. Watch the power start coming down. Watch the closeness with one with another. Watch how he come in and the people that have had sickness and distresses and all these things like that. Just watch it. When we bind together, get like God wants us to be, watch God start touching people in this church, start healing them on the spot. Start opening blind eyes, start giving revelation knowledge through the scripture to the whole body of Christ. And then look, everything that passed this church, even though it's at night, midnight, they're going to look over there and say, look like a light over there. Say, look like I see a light. Yes, then when you say, yeah, they left the lights on, say, no, they cut the lights out, but that's Jesus standing in there. Because I heard him say, as long as he was in the world, he was the light of the world. But then he come down when he got right to go back to his daddy. He say, now that I go back to my daddy, ye, you the light. So they're going to see us shining, and that's going to bring them to the body of Christ. And then we got to teach them and train them the things of God. We thank God for you today. May God bless and keep you. Thank you. Thank you, children. Thank you, all you children here. Thank you all. I used to be a little child. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Erica Lee. Thank you, baby. Thank all you musicians. Getting ready to go. Getting ready to go. Today, 5 o'clock, anybody aware? I'm a preacher, but I ain't crazy. Yes, yes. 5 o'clock today, we're going to be on the other side. I'm just telling you, if you want to come, please come. 5 o'clock this evening, they have the Super Bowl. And we're going to be snacking a little and watching the football fly in the air. And keep this in mind now, because I say that. Now, Reb just preached, now he's sinning. You can't sin. This can't sin. This easy. None of that can sin. Just because I watch a football, there ain't no sin. It'd be best if all of you in the church start watching football. You won't do all them other bad things. Y'all know what I'm saying? Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us. Let us stand. Yes, sir. Come on, come on. Give me a few minutes, baby. Yes, sir. Right here, Doc.
On last night, we had a good time, a real good time. The monies was mentioned and everything else, but the food wasn't. Food was magnificent. Food was everywhere. Good job. And it reminded me how strong we can be when we come together, pooling our resources, our love one for another,